Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is December the 9th and our Bible reading portion is from 1 Timothy chapters 4 to 6. What is better than physical exercises? We read in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7 to 9 as follows. The words of Apostle Paul, "But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself towards godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance." In this passage, Apostle Paul compares Christian service to an athletic regimen as he speaks of doing exercises that has godliness as its end result. Instead of wasting time on useless myths, we should exercise our minds, intellect, and willpower towards attaining godliness. Such exercise involves reading and studying the Bible, prayer, meditation, obeying God's word daily, fellowshipping with other believers, and other acts of Christian service. Stock says that there is no such thing as drifting into godliness. The stream of tendency is against us. There must be exercise and effort from our part. Paul compares two kinds of exercises, physical exercises and exercises to attain godliness. Physical exercise has certain values for our bodies, but these values are limited and of short duration. Godliness, on the other hand, is good for our spirit, soul, and body, and is not only for our time on earth, but for eternity as well. Godliness yields the greatest joy in this life, and it holds a promise of great rewards in eternity. Let us understand that discipline in godliness affects both our present and future lives. Let us put at least as much effort into our spiritual lives as we do in our recreation and hobbies. This will make a great difference. Physical exercise is important, but spiritual exercise is even more essential. Both discipline and devotion are needed to make a winning athlete and an effective Christian. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 26 and 27, in the words of Apostle Paul, "Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and brings it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified."